It's Roz and Mocha, Kiss 92.5 in Toronto. Where are you from?
New York.
How did this get out? Like, is this legit or is this a goof?
No, this is legit.
So what happened between you and your girlfriend, Brianna, that made you want to make this video?
Well, I was sick for a few days, and I was out of school for, like, 2 or 3 days. So, you know, she just wanted a video to make sure that I was all right.
Do you understand when people watch this? Like, so this was you trying to be kind of cool, kind of sexy, talking to your girl. Do you understand now when you watch it why some people find it creepy when you start reading the comments?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah?
I have no clothes in my closet, and I don't have a shirt on.
Yeah, no. You have one shirt in your closet, which is even more creepy.
What up with that? You got no clothes?
No. What happened was I just moved into that room, so I didn't really move my clothes into the closet yet.
All that stuff in there. How old are you?
14.
14. Okay, so all that stuff in there, like when you're coming up with the metaphors and the references and you love her more than all the grains of sand on every beach and every universe and every planet, like that's you being, you know, legit. Like this is scoring you points. This is what a woman wants to hear, right?
Yeah.
When you hear, do you wish you could have said stuff differently or do you wish you could have not said certain things in the video?
No, actually I like how I did it.
And how did the video actually get out? Like you sent it to Brianna, and what, did she post it or did you post it? How did it actually get out there for the public to see?
Well, what happened was I was going to email it to her, but the file was too big. So I decided, you know, I'm just going to put it on YouTube. I set it as a public video because, you know, it's just about how much I love my girlfriend. I don't care if people see that or not. And Reddit got a hold of it after like a day. And so it just like boomed.
The lip licking though, huh? At the 54-second mark, the big theory is at that point in the video, you put your hand in your pants. Is that true or not?
No, that's not true.
Okay. Read the comments, dude. Everybody's like, dude, 54 seconds. Magma Flower totally puts his hand down his pants. Okay, so that is not true. The other thing is that this woman is not legitimately your girlfriend and that you're a clingy stalker. True or false?
I can assure you that that's false.
False. Okay, good. This is why we have guys like you on here.
By the way, it's Kiss 92.5. You got the Roz and Mocha Show on the phone right now with that kid whose video went viral. We were talking about it yesterday. We have him on the phone. It's the video for Brianna.
Yeah, Magma Flower's his name. What is your reputation like now? Like, are you worried? Like, you know, a lot of times when stuff like this happens, there is a backlash. And when a video does go viral, and it is a little bit embarrassing, it has the potential to, you know, ruin a life. Like, how are you doing right now?
I'm doing pretty good, actually. Like I've gone through, like, bigger challenges.
What was the worst thing you read when you were reading the comments?
Probably if one was to go to get a fudgesicle in my house, that there would be several parts of Brianna in the freezer.
Oh, man.
People are so mean.
And have you checked out all the remix videos that were done?
Yeah, I have. And I have to say, I like pretty much all of them.
Oh, okay.
How long have you been with Brianna?
Since September 11th.
Is she there? She's not with you right now.
She is.
She is. Oh, my God. Put her on the phone.
Okay.
Hello?
Brianna.
Yeah?
Okay. Just check and make sure you are, in fact, not in the freezer. Kidding. Joke.
It's Roz and Mocha, Kiss 92.5 in Toronto. How did you feel after watching the video from your boyfriend, Magma Flower?
I personally loved it. I understand where people are coming from, where if they don't know him, they think it's creepy, but personally, I loved it.
Now, you like that kind of thing? Like, you found that, you know, that's kind of him, and that's kind of sexy with the eyebrow raising and the lip licking. Like, you're into that, right?
Yeah.
What's the worst thing you read when you were reading all the comments about your boyfriend?
Probably that I would stuff in a meat locker within the next week.
People are mean, huh?
I really don't care.
What have your friends been saying to you about it since the video kind of blew up online?
My friends are like, oh, that's cute. It makes me want to throw up.
How far is this going to go, do you think?
I don't know. It's
like, you guys are young kids. You're American. Are you talking to anybody right now to figure out how maybe you guys can make a buck off this?
Yeah.
What's your plan?
I already monetized the video on Google. So, like, Google's paying me for, like, every view or whatever.
Nice.
And there are T-shirts being sold.
What do the T-shirts read?
The T-shirts say, stay perfect, just for me.
Yeah, perfect. See, I need one of those. Are you okay when we play the video if we put horror music behind it?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, cool. I don't want you to be upset hearing us do that because it's really the best way to hear the video. We have T-shirts to give away. Is that what you said, Maury?
Yeah, two T-shirts to give away.
Damn.
If you would like two T-shirts from Magma Flower and Brianna that reads, "Stay perfect just for me." What, you just want to give it to caller 9 and 10?
Sure.
Or do you want to add to ask them a question?
No.
No? Just caller 9 and 10?
How many shirts are in his closet?
Oh, there we go.
Watch a video. How many shirts are in his closet and what color is the shirt? 416-870-8888. Magma Flower, thanks so much for letting us chat with you on the Roz and Mocha Show.
Yeah.
Anytime. Hey, Roz, Mocha, Magma Flower. Just wanted to say stay perfect just for me.
And he sold it, too.
Awesome. Thanks so much, dude. Appreciate it.
Bye.